Our state is home to thousands of aging dams. Many are more than 50 years old, and some aren't safe. Three dams were removed from the Boardman River over the past few years, part of the largest ever dam removal project in Michigan. One of the main goals was to return the river to a more natural and healthy state. Interlochen Public Radio's Kay LaFon went to see how the Boardman's been doing since the dams came out.
A light rain is falling at the former site of the Brown Bridge Dam, just south of Traverse City. Brett Fessel, an ecologist for the Grand Traverse Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians, says the place has changed.
So if you listen, you wouldn't hear that bird singing. You wouldn't hear the rain falling. You wouldn't hear the wind. All you would have heard was the whine of the turbines and then the falling of the water, a very industrial kind of noise.
Brown Bridge was the first of three dams on the Boardman River to be removed, back in 2012. The last dam came out in 2018. The multi-million dollar project brought together nonprofits and local, state, federal, and tribal governments. There were lots of reasons to remove the dams: to improve habitat for cold water fish, to restore wetlands and floodplains, and to eliminate maintenance costs and the risk of dam failure. But the plan wasn't popular with everyone. Some were really attached to the lakes and ponds the dams had created.
Any kind of change to people's environment or experience is going to have resistance. Human beings really, we're kind of fixated on keeping things static or keeping things comfortable, let's say, and familiar.
Removing the dams also meant rebuilding some natural river channels and floodplains. Think bulldozers and backhoes and excavators. And the project didn't always go smoothly. Here at Brown Bridge, a structure partially failed during the dam removal process, which sent a surge of water down the river. It caused an emergency evacuation and flooded homes. But Fessel says there was a silver lining.
As it turns, the suddenness of the dewatering in this particular project left a lot of the organic material parked within the floodplain of the river. And within that organic material was a store of seeds, a seed bank better than a century old in some cases, and it just came back gangbusters.
He says you can lose yourself in the aspen trees, many of which have already reached 15 feet tall. Downstream, at the sites of the former Boardman and Sabin dams, the reconstructed riverbanks are more bare by comparison. The vegetation hasn't had as much time to come back. But throughout the river, aquatic insects are doing well, a sign that it's rebounded after all the disturbance. And native brook trout are doing better than ever. Nate Winkler is a biologist with Conservation Resource Alliance, the nonprofit that managed the Boardman Dam removal project. He says that removing the dams has helped brook trout better compete with non-native brown trout.
In years subsequent to the project taking off, we have seen an uptick in brook trout numbers. At some points, the data show a half and half population breakdown, so half brook trout, half brown trout, where before it would be more along the lines of 80-20.
The brook trout are benefiting from colder water. The river stays cooler when its water isn't held in ponds. The fish are also now able to pass freely up and down the reconnected stretches of river, 160 miles in total. Amy Beyer is the executive director at Conservation Resource Alliance. She says there's no shortage of lakes and ponds, like the ones that used to exist behind the dams in northern Michigan.
What's much more rare that we regained in the Boardman Project is the free-flowing cold water stream.
Brett Fessel says he understands the feelings of people who miss the ponds, but he still thinks the Boardman watershed is better off.
You know, the greater good that would be served by restoring the natural form and function of the whole system is that transcends here and now. That transcends me, my children, and goes on to generations to come.
I'm Kay LaFon.
That story was from Points North, a weekly show and podcast from Interlochen Public Radio. More episodes are at pointsnorthradio.org.